Okay, so first of all, if you go to the course web page, so I have updated the test enumerant form. So I got some updates from the course coordinator. So if you go to resources, and if you click the form here, so the deadline is April 28th. So actually, it's 1 hour before the exam. But still, I would suggest that you should hand in the form a few days before that date. Because we need some time to process the form. So, and I expect that quite a lot of students they're going to hand in, submit this form on that day. So try to submit that a few days before the actual exam date. Okay, so today we go back to the grade manual and we will go talk about the last chapter. So chapter 9, which is about the internet, so it deals with the way how we use the HTML language to create a web page. So HTML, which stands for Hypertext Markup Language, essentially is a type of programming language that you use to create a web page. And then you use a browser. A browser means Internet Explorer or Google Chrome or Firefox to open that web page. So there are quite a lot of details going on from in the first few pages. So it also talks about the TCP/IP, the protocols that I have mentioned in terms of the different layers in the protocols that I have mentioned on Monday. So the actual exercise actually starts on page 5 of the manual. So the first few pages, like I said, it talks about more like the theory side related to the internet. And if you go on to page 4, it even shows you doing some simple searching on Google. So so you can take a look in those sections. So the actual exercise that you need to do, well, I mean, in terms of the related to the exercise, starts on page 5. And like I said, in this chapter here, we will create two web pages. And eventually, we were going to link the two web pages together. Okay, so first of all, let's just go ahead and take a look what is the basic structure of the HTML language. So if you go to page 6 here, we see there's a short section about the elements of HTML. And whenever we use the HTML programming language, you see that we have the angle bracket to surrounding those tags. And those tags represent the instruction for the HTML language. So for example, here, initially, you want to initiate this is a HTML file. So you will have to use the angle bracket with the HTML word as the heading. And the way that is structured is, if you go to the next line here, we have the instruction head. And in order to end this instruction here, what we have to do is we will have to put slash head inside the angle bracket. So head here is an instruction for the heading for the web page. And another example here, we have another instruction, which is title. So if we see the word title, again, this is within the angle bracket. And we have, we call this the tag of the language. So we have the starting point, and this is the end point. So the end point here, we have the same wording, which is title, but we need to put a slash to end that particular instruction. So whatever that we put inside the text here, so in this case, my profile, the text here will appear in the web page. So we won't see the HTML instruction in the final outlook of the web page, but what you will see or what will be visible from the browser will be the actual text within the HTML instruction. Okay, so this is just a simple structure about how to create a HTML web page. And if you go on to page 7 here, we have a statement or a line here that shows how to attach a picture in the web page here. So again, we have the angle bracket here surrounding the text here to specify this is the, a particular type of instruction. So we have IMG, which stands for image. And the word here, SRC, is kind of short for the source. So we have the image source is given by this path here. So if you look at this, the text within the double quotations here, this the text here specifies the path, or we can say the relative path or the absolute path that you specify in this case. So images in this case, we have slash, so we know that images in this case will represent, or that means a folder or a directory. And the actual file is sheep.jpg, and this is a JPEG file for the image. And then we have more information about the image here. So we have the dimension, which consists of the height and the width. So 380 by 250 here essentially is the dimension of the image that is read by the website. So, and then we have alignment. So we have ALIGN, short for alignment. And you can specify the position of the image. So you can be the right, on the right, or on the left. So this is just an example to show you how you can attach an image and specify the dimension as well as the position of the image. So let me go to the actual exercise. Resources and support files and chapter line here. So if you click on HTML stuff, so let me open a new web page based on that one. So you see that we have a list of files and folders. So if you look at this here, we have one file here, which is the bopeep.htm. So .htm is is an extension that stands for this file, is an HTML file. And then we have two folders. The first one is images. You see that we have slash after images. And actually, if you look at the icon on the left here, so we see that this is a directory. Same thing for Rhyme here. We have another directory as well. So if I click on images here, we have two files within that folder. So we have two JPEG files. And if I go back one layer, if I go to Rhyme, so we have rhyme.txt, which is the text file under the Rhyme folder. So if I click on bopeep.htm, so you will display the outlook of that HTML file. So, like I said, you have several options to display the HTML web page. So we have several different browsers to display that. The most popular type that we use now is Google Chrome. It's just Google Chrome is more reliable and the processing time is much faster than Internet Explorer. So I would suggest that when you do this exercise, you should use Google Chrome to open all the web pages. So if I go back here, and if I go to images, and if I click on any image here, it will display the actual image. So when you do the exercise for this chapter here, when you download all these files, you have to pay attention to how all these files are organized in the way that we put it on the web page. So let me go ahead and download all the files. So I will go ahead and create a new folder. So I call this HW9 represent homework 9. So first of all, I would like to download the HTML file. So right click and choose save link as. So we select this one, save this one. And remember I said we should follow the structure that we have given to you on this page here. So if I go to the folder HW9 here, I should create two additional directories. So the first one is images. And the other one is Rhyme. So if we go to images here, and we need to download the two files. So again, we right click, save link as. We choose images, save. We do the same thing for the second image. And then we go back up to the Rhyme folder here, and we need to download the rhyme.txt file. Okay, so everything is here. So why is it important to follow the way that we structure here? Because eventually in the web, in the HTML file here, you will have to call the image file from the image folder. So the way that we structure here is very important so that you can properly display the image when we display the HTML web page. Okay, so the way to modify the HTML file is one way is we can look it up into the Notepad or WordPad. So if I open the Notepad first, if I choose File, Open. So right now, the default setting is in .txt. So as we have seen that we didn't have any text file. So what we can do is we go to all files here and we see that we have the bopeep.html file here. So if you click on that one and open that, so this is essentially the HTML languages that we use to come up with that web page. So if you look at the heading here, we have HTML within the angle bracket to initiate this is the HTML file. And then if you go to the end, we have the same instruction, but we have a slash in front of that to end, to specify this is the ending for that instruction. So between the HTML instruction here, we have the additional instruction. For example, so I mentioned that in the heading here, we have a title. So the title instruction here, we have my profile as the text for the title. Now, when we look at the title instruction here, the title here refers to the title of the web page, but not, so this, my profile here won't be displayed inside the web page, but instead, this is the wording that will display in the tab of the web page. So if I go back to this, if I double click that, so you see my profile is the title of the tab for this web page. And you see we have the first line here, which is the home page of Little Bo Peep, is that eventually is the is this line here. So we have the instruction here, center, and slash center again to specify the position of that heading. And we have H1 here, so H1 here kind of represent heading one. So the number one here specifies the size of the heading. So one is the largest, and two will be smaller, and so on. So if you look at this line here, we have H2, Little Bo Peep. So this one here, it represents this line here. So if you compare the font size between this one and the heading here, we see that the font size is a bit smaller than the heading here. So if I go down to this line here, so again, I have mentioned that this is the line where we include the image. So the image right now, we have one picture here. So this is the image from ship.jpg. So this is the dimension, and this is the position of the image. And so there are other kind of instructions that are going on in this web page here. So if I move down to, let's say, this instruction here, again, we have the anything within the angle bracket, essentially they are the HTML instructions. So in this case, we have H line with equal sign, open quotation 100%. And so this line here represents this horizontal line under the image. So changing the percentage here will change the width of the line. Okay, so HR here represents the horizontal line. So if I go to, so let me go back to the course web page again. And under today's lecture, so if you click on Nooks on Glade Manual chapter line here, I put up all the additional instructions that you can use to create an HTML web page. So a lot of them are for your own information, but they will be helpful when you need to perform the exercise for this week. Okay, so let me go back to this web page here and say, for example, if I change something on this file here, let's say if I delete the word home page here. Okay, and then if I save this one, and if I click the refresh button here, we see that the home page word is gone. So one thing about one good thing about the HTML language is that it's kind of having a instant effect. So whatever that you've done to the language, you will see the effect right away. So if I change this one to left, again, whenever you want to see the effect, you have to save the file first. So we save it, and if we refresh the web page, the image will shift from the right to the left. So those are some ways on how you can modify the HTML file. So let me open the other file. So remember, when we download all the files here, we have two images, and then we have a text file and the rhyme folder here. So as the first exercise, what you will have to do is you will have to open up the rhyme.txt file and transform that into a HTML file. So let me open that file first. So we have open rhyme. Okay, so when you open this text file using Notepad, we see that the whole paragraph is displayed in a single line. So if I use WordPad to display that, so it shows you the actual, the poem for Little Bo Peep. So what you should do is use the HTML language to transform this paragraph so that the whole thing can be displayed on the web page. So the way to do this is, what you can do is you can kind of follow the structure that we have with, let me open that file again. So you can follow the structure that we have given to you for bopeep.html file. So if we go to, this file here, right now we do not see any HTML heading or HTML instruction for this text file here. So what you should do is, the first step is you can include the HTML heading. And remember, whenever we add a new instruction, we should add the end tag for that one. So we need to put slash HTML. And the next line is, title. So you can type whatever you want for the title for the web page. So let me save this one as rhyme.html first. Okay, so if I go back to the folder now, I have the new file, which is the HTML file, and if I double click that, so I see the HTML, well, the web page that displayed the file that we just created. So right now you see that, so if you compare what we have originally in the text file and the final outlook of the web page, there are quite a lot of differences. Like what we're displaying here is a single block of text instead of displaying in this structure here. So what we would like to do is we would like to display Little Bo Peep as the heading of the poem. And then we want to, for example, this line here should go into the next line instead of following the first the previous line. So we need to somehow insert a breaking point at the end of each line here. So one instruction that I haven't mentioned is the break point that we can use in the HTML file. So the instruction here is, we use the angle bracket, and what we need to enter inside is just the word BR. So BR stands for break. So if I just save this one, and if I refresh the page here, we see that the word starting and doesn't know will go to the next line as we specify at this point here. Now, what we would like to do is we want to create, we want to make Little Bo Peep as the heading of this web page here. So what we can do is we can follow the structure we have over here. Obviously, you can just copy and paste whatever we have in the structure here and modify in this file here. But so let me try to do that as well. So I copy the text where I put the center and select center here. So this is the portion where is the heading for that page. So if I copy that one and I move it to here. So okay, so we can save this one now. And refresh the file, and we have this wording here. So, well, right now it's displaying the word of here because I include the word of in this case. But this is the idea of how you should do the rhyme .html file. So I would say it's fairly straightforward. So what you just have to follow what we have done in the previous web page, kind of follow the basic structure that we have, and then you just keep working on this file here. So let me do a few more lines with in this file here. So again, I put angle bracket with br for each of them, essentially. Save this one, and we refresh the web page. Okay, so this is kind of the first step that you have to do with the rhyme.htm file. The second task is if you go back to the original, you can say all the folders and files here. Under images, we have two images, and sheep.jpg file has already been included in the bopeep.html file. So what we would like to do is we would like to include the first image in the rhyme.html file. So if we look at the, let me go back to the bopeep.html file here. So one thing that I would like to emphasize is when we include the image, you have to specify the path. So if you remember in the beginning of this course, in chapter 11, we talk about absolute path and relative path and working directory. So this is an example of the relative path, so where we show that the image is located in this folder here. And remember the difference between a relative path and absolute path. Absolute path always start from some kind of the hard disk. For example, it starts from the C drive all the way to the specific file that you have. So we may need to go through a series of folders in the absolute path example. Okay, so when we put this instruction here, so what the HTML language is reading is, if you look at the structure that we have, right now we have bopeep, bopeep.html file, and the images folder sitting in, you can say, in the right, in the same level of the directory. So what it does is bopeep will look into the images folder, and you look for the sheep.jpg file. Because right now images directory and bopeep.html file, they're sitting in at the same level. Now, if we use, remember we for the other HTML file, the rhyme.html file here, the rhyme.html file is sitting inside the rhyme directory. So if you want to include the picture in the rhyme.html file, so what we will have to do is we have to go back one level up. To the images folder to access the other image. So if you look at the grade menu here, and if you go to the last page, in the last paragraph here, we have show that the way that to do to include that image. So remember is that SRC stands for the source. So we cannot just use images and bopeep-pig.jpg, because this one here, you will just go ahead and access the images folder. So what we will need to do is we need to go back one level up and then look into the images folder and access to that file. So if I go ahead and do that, so again, you can type in the instruction or you can like copy and paste whatever we have in the bopeep.html file here. So we copy this line and put it here. So the file name in this case is bopeep-pic.jpg. And you see that right now the instruction go on to the next line. That's fine. As long as any instruction is within the angle bracket, then the program is able to read this is the HTML instruction. So if I save this one now, and if I go to this web page here, so right now you see we have some sort of the dimension of the picture, but the picture does not display properly. It's just because I didn't specify the path properly in the HTML file. So if I go back to this file here, and what I need to do is I need to put two dots and slash. So this represents that we need to go back one level up to access to that file. So we save this, and we hit the refresh button. Now we see that the right image will be displayed on the web page. Okay, so in the great menu, we didn't specify where you should put the image, so it's up to you. You can put it on the left, you can put it on the right, but the key point is you should display the poem in the right way that you see in the WordPad. So this text here, it should display exactly the same way that we have in the WordPad file. So this is the second thing you need to do. You need to include this image here in the rhyme.html file. Now, if we go back to the original the bopeep.html file here, actually, let me add that word back. So this should be homepage. So what we would like to do eventually is we would like to create a link for Lead to Bopeep, so that eventually when you click on the link, you will access to this HTML file directly. So there's another instruction here that if I go to the so this is the actual instruction that you will need to add. So this instruction here, we have A space href, so which stands for hypertext reference. So in this case here, again, we need to specify the relative path for this file here. And whatever that we type in here, again, is the instruction. And this is the instruction as well, but Lead to Bopeep will be the text that will appear in the web page. So what you will need to do is, if I go back to the bopeep.html file here, originally we, under the center instruction here, we have this H1 instruction, which have homepage of Lead to Bopeep. So what you will have to do now is, remember we have this homepage for, so eventually what the final outlook for that web page is, we will have homepage for, and then we will have Lead to Bopeep that will be in blue text with underline. So I'm pretty sure that if you access to a web page, if you want to click onto the link, those wording will be highlighted with different color, or usually they will be underlined. So this is what we will do. So instead of putting this instruction here now, you can just type in this one, or you can copy and paste whatever we have over there and put it in this line here. So if we look at the relative path again in this case, so what it does is right now we have a bopeep.html file. So this is the bopeep.html, the text file here. So what it does is you will access to the rhyme folder here and you will link to this web page that we specify in this file here. So we save that. And if I go to my profile and if I hit the refresh button, so you see that we have this link here. So right now you see that the text is changes because I didn't specify the, you see I'm missing the H1 instruction here, so that's why you see that the text in terms of the font size, it has been changed. So if I click on that, so you will access to this file immediately. Okay, so this is the way that we will create a link between two HTML files. And if I go back, you will go back to this, the bopeep.html file. If I click this one, you will access to the poem with the actual picture. Okay, so this is sort of the second task that you will have to do, create a link between the two web pages. So the last thing that I should say that you will have to do is, if you go back up to page 8 of the Glade menu here, remember in the earlier section, the Glade menu shows you how to do some simple Google search. So what you will have to do is you should Google search to look for a few web pages that are related to Bo Peep. So you can add any link that you want, but you should use Google search to search for anything that are related to Bo Peep and add the link under, if I go back up, so under websites about me. So under this line here, you will have to add a few web pages. And the way that you add it is similar to what we have done to create a link. But instead of providing the relative path, you will have to actually type in or copy and paste the actual website address. So to give you an example here, if you go on to page 8, so again, we have the A space href instruction. So this is instruction to access to HTML web page here. So this is anything within the double quotations here is the, you can say, is the HTML address. And after the second, after this angle bracket here, we have the text here. So this text here will appear in the in the final outlook of the web page. So if you click on this, the text here, you will access to this link that you added. So this is one example that you can add to the website about me in this case here, but we would suggest that you add a few more websites just to show that you know how to add the link here. So any general question about this exercise? Yep. Yeah, so, if you add the link, right, usually the link is a very long address. So what you do is you just copy and paste the entire link into this portion here. And whatever that will appear on the web page, you can come up with your own text, or you can kind of follow what the text that appear in that web page. Okay, so that's up to you. But, in terms of the link, it must be exactly the same as the original one. So otherwise, you cannot access to that link. Yep. Okay, so if I go to the, let me go back to homework. And so all you need to do is just print out the two HTML files. Okay, so like I said, you can access them from Notepad or WordPad, but those are the only things that you need to submit for this week's assignment. Okay, so there are a few more things that I want to talk about in terms of, let me go back to the this week notes here. So when you create the link when you go back to here, when you add a few links under websites about me, the way that you add them should follow the instruction that we have given in this site here. So because essentially what you will add maybe two or three links under the websites about me. So we want you to add in a format similar to a list. So when you create a list, there are two types of lists that you can create using the HTML web languages. So we have OL within the angle bracket to represent, this is an ordered list. So ordered list represent anything that with a number in front of that. So if you look at the HTML language here, we have outline. So this is the outlook, what we will see in the web page. Again, remember we have BR within angle bracket after outline, so that means whatever appears next will go on to the next line. So we have OL here represent ordered list. So within OL here, we need to specify the list. So we have LI to represent the list in HTML. So the first item here, we have introduction. So introduction here will appear in the final outlook of the web page. So remember, this is OL, this is ordered list. So we have number one to represent the first item. And then if we use the LI instruction again, so we will have number two. So 1, 2, 3, 4, all these numbers here, they appear because we put the instruction OL in this case. On the other hand, we also have an ordered list. So in this case, we use UL instead of OL to specify the list, but the internal structure is very similar. So in this case, if you look at the final outlook here, instead of having the numbers here, we will have a bullet to represent each point. So if you go back to, it's not there again. So, but if you look at the grid menu on page 8, so we have kind of mentioned the difference between these two options here. So so you should use either type of list instruction to list the different websites that you're going to add under Websites About Me. Okay. There's one additional thing that we have been doing for the past is if you go to the web page My Profile here, initially we have nothing below About Me. So we just want you guys to write something about yourself, about me, under this section here. So just write something short, that's fine. So those are all the items that you will have to do for this week assignment. Okay, so if you have any questions about the HTML instructions, you can always go to, you can always go to this notes here. So there are additional items that you can look at. Like for example, if you look at how do we specify the color of the font here. So we have the font here, font instruction, and we use the color here to specify the color of the text. So again, whenever you see within the angle bracket here, those are the HTML instruction. So this is one example. And if you look at the hyperlink here, so this is the way that we create the link. So, but there's a typo here. So there should be an open quotation after the equal sign and the double quotation after 1520 here. So I have mentioned how to add the image here. So those are all the additional information for you to look at. Okay, so any questions about this week's assignment? So this will be due next Tuesday, okay? And So test number two, I haven't marked them yet, but I should have the marks ready by this Friday. And so give us some time. The marks should be updated on the main website. So when I refer to the main website, it's not the website for this section, but you have to access to the actual 1520 main website to look at the actual marks. Okay. As far as for the assignments concerned, as you can see, right now, we still haven't marked 4, 5, 6, 7 yet because due to the delay of the strike. So, but we should have that done pretty soon as well. Okay, so any questions about the course structure? So on Friday, I will finish up the last topic, so which is about web pages, and then I will also spend some time to talk about the last type of representation for real numbers. And don't forget that we will do the course evaluation as well on Friday. So we will have a shorter lecture on Friday, okay? So Monday, it will be more or less a review class for the final exam. All right, so I see you guys on Friday.